I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If I had to choose one word that sticks out for me from all the news stories this week, wow, several come to mind. So much news, right? But for me, I guess the word of the week is jamboree, as in that Boy Scout jamboree on Monday in West Virginia, where Donald Trump dropped a few of his own words and themes not really appropriate for a jamboree. Yep, some 40,000 scouts and others walked smack dab into a PG-13 presidential speech. But beyond that, the dictionary defines jamboree as a gathering, usually of scouts, that is often boisterous. Well, between that scout rally, the failure of the Obamacare repeal, and the daily shrapnel from the Russia investigation, I'd say this week's been quite the boisterous jamboree. Anyway, that's my word of the week. We asked a few reporters around the globe to give us their words of the week, and here's what we got back.
My name is Anna Nemtsova. I'm a correspondent for the Daily Beast in Moscow. And the word of the week in Russia is sanktsii, which means in Russian sanctions. Everybody's talking about the new sanctions that the US Congress approved against Russia. People are angrier with Washington's policy than they used to be, and people are worried about the state of Russian economy in the future, about their salaries and their pensions. So it is an unstable situation for many people right now.
My name is Marcela Turati. I am a reporter in Mexico. And the word of the day is cartel, which is the same word in English. This is because right now they are having discussions after a murder of a drug lord in Mexico City called El Ojos. And there is people arguing if there is a cartel in Mexico City. Others are calling just a criminal group.
My name is Kim Cloutier. I live in Cape Town, South Africa, and I think the word of the week is corruption because the South African government, and particularly its president, Jacob Zuma, have been embroiled in the scandal with the Indian family called the Guptas, and corruption has been at its absolute core. And evidence has emerged that the family has a stake in key state enterprises in South Africa, and there's been backhand payments going to the president and his coterie, and in fact, South Africans have just had enough.
I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai, India, and the word of the week is cricket queens. Two words compounded with a hashtag, and it's what everybody's talking about in India, where cricket is our religion. On Sunday, we had the World Cup, and the Indian women's cricket team advanced to the finals, shocking everybody. Nobody expected it, and they lost by 7 runs. But what's happened is that they've raised their profile so much that our country, which knows every single cricketer's name from like the 40s till now, but always only the men, has now started to recognize all the Indian women players. They know things like, oh, Harmanpreet doesn't like sandwiches, and that's all she's been getting for breakfast in England. And it's really opened up a conversation about fair wages, about equal opportunities in all kinds of areas, not just sport. And it's fantastic.
That was Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai, India. We also heard from Anna Nemtsova in Moscow, Marcela Turati in Mexico City, and Kim Cloutier in Cape Town, South Africa. They each told us about the words that they've spotted in the news cycle this week in their countries.